WCYB Digital Radio, this is today's cybercrime news. The Ince Group saw its shares slump 15 to 20% after it issued a profit warning, revealing it was the victim of a cyber attack that took place in mid-March, according to Proactive. A team of specialists was appointed immediately to support the restitution of systems and advise on managing the situation. The team ascertained that the attack was on non-client data and Ince's own internal systems, which have now substantially been restored. Every quarter, the CNBC SurveyMonkey Small Business Survey checks in with more than 2,000 small business owners. In the latest survey, just 5% of small business owners reported cybersecurity to be the biggest risk to their business, CNBC reports. Just 33% of owners with 0 to 4 employees are concerned about experiencing a cyber attack within a year, compared to 61% of small business owners who have 50 or more employees. In the polling, 55% of the people in the U.S. say they would less likely to continue to do business with brands who are victims of a cyber attack. From the record, Nikkei Group, one of the world's largest financial news outlets, announced that its Asia headquarters in Singapore is suffering from a ransomware attack. The company noted that the affected server likely contained customer data and that investors are in the process of determining the nature and scope of the attack. The Nikkei incident is one of several involving news outlets in recent years. Digital artist and popular NFT creator Mike Winkelmann, more commonly known as Beeple, had his Twitter account hacked as part of a phishing scam, according to Cointelegraph. Phishing links were up on Beeple's Twitter for around 5 hours, and an on-chain analysis of one of the scammer's wallets shows the first phishing link scored them 36 Ether, worth roughly $73,000 at the time. And the second link netted the scammers around $365,000 worth of Ether, as well as many NFTs from high-value collections such as the Mutant Ape Yacht Club, V-Friends, and Other Deeds, among others, bringing the grand total value stolen from the scam to around $438,000. Participants earned a total of more than $1.15 million at the Pwn2Own Vancouver 2022 hacking contest, Security Week reports. According to Trend Micro's Zero Day initiative, which organizes the event, rewards were paid out for 25 unique zero-day vulnerabilities that were used to target Tesla Model 3, Windows 11, Ubuntu, Microsoft Teams, Safari, Firefox, and Oracle VirtualBox. From The National, the ransomware group known as Conti has officially shut down, with all of its infrastructures now offline. Although this might seem like good news, it's good only on the surface. Conti is not over. It's simply split into smaller operations. Members of the gang, including Intel analysts, pen testers, developers, and negotiators, are now spread throughout various cybercrime operations, but they are still part of the Conti syndicate and fall under the same leadership. This helps them avoid law enforcement while still carrying out the same cyber attacks they did under the Conti brand. Reporting for Cybercrime Radio, I'm Zach Hack.